Thank you so much. Beautiful. Not just the sound of it, but the words and the praise and the worship were all beautiful. Thank you for leading us in worship. What I want to do just for a minute or two, just for a short time, is to tell you a little story. And the story, the story is that my laptop's not going to work. Here we are. Let's try it again here. Let's try it again. No. Why isn't my laptop working? There we are. My laptop's working now. Maybe it'll behave itself now. Rooster, a rooster called Rusty. What do roosters do? What do they do, Faye? They wake people up in the morning. And how do they ring a bell? Do they run about and ring a bell and say, "Time to get up, time to get up"? What do they do? They cock-a-doodle do. They cock-a-doodle do, and they do it really loud, and it helped people wake up in the morning. Well, that was Rusty's job. Rusty had a very, very important job, and that was to get up. When the sun started to come up in the morning, the sun started to peep out, Rusty's job was to stand, and what did he do? Oh, goodness me, you wouldn't wake anybody up saying that, would you? Let me hear you say it nice and loud. That's right. And that was his job every morning. And whenever he said that, all the sleepy animals, and look at them all, that's what I look like in the morning. Oh, just sleepy and don't really want to get up. But that's what Rusty did every morning. Every morning when the sun began to peep out, Rusty would stand up, fill his lungs up, and he would shout. He would. You're very good. You're better than any alarm clock. But it's very good. And that's what he did every morning. And then one morning he woke up. He woke up and he had a wee look outside and he couldn't see any sun because it was all cloudy and he couldn't see any sun. So he decided, there's no sun this morning. So if there's no sun, I don't need to wake people up. So he just went back to sleep. He didn't bother trying to wake anybody up. He just went back to sleep. And he slept on. But he wasn't the only one that slept. All the animals. Sound asleep. And they slept. 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 Because Rusty hadn't got up in the morning and hadn't wakened everybody up. And Rusty hadn't got up because he couldn't see the sun. So if there's no sun, why would you get up? And he didn't bother waking anybody up. But after a little while, one of the other chickens woke up and said, "Rusty, what have you been doing?" And Rusty shook himself and said, "Well, there was no sun. There was no sun outside. So when I looked up in the sky, no sun. And I thought, if there's no sun, I don't have to wake anybody up. The sun has gone away. And everybody can just sleep." And so he didn't bother. But then Rusty looked up in the sky again, and you know what he began to see? The sun. He began to see the sun just starting to peep through the clouds, and he began to think, "Oh, maybe I was wrong. Maybe I should have got everybody else up. Maybe the sun was there all the time, and I didn't see it, hidden behind the clouds." Not going to behave itself today, I don't know what. There we are. Not going to behave. It just makes a noise. Isn't this funny? Strange. See if it comes up again. I'm sorry about this. It's just not my morning. Forgetting people and then my computer's not going to work. But Rusty looked up in the sky and he saw the sun peeping through and he decided, "Well, you know what? I should have." And Rusty learned a very important lesson. And the lesson he learned was this. Just because you can't see the sun doesn't mean it's gone away. When Rusty got up that morning, he looked in the sky and he couldn't see the sun. It was all covered by clouds, and he decided it had gone away. But Rusty learned, just because you can't see the sun doesn't mean it's gone away. It's a big lesson for Rusty to learn. And ever after, when he got up in the morning, he would have a look around, and if he saw the sun, he would shout, "Oh, there we are. Thank you. Thank you." He would shout cock-a-doodle-doo because the sun was up, but even when he couldn't see the sun, he would shout as well because he knew the sun hadn't gone away. Rusty learned a great lesson, and this is it. Just because you can't see the sun doesn't mean it's gone away. There have been some very cloudy, wet, horrible days this week, haven't there, when you haven't seen the sun, but the sun's still there, hasn't gone away. Can we have the next one there? That's the next one, please. Sometimes, there are things happen to us. Maybe we're sick, or maybe somebody that you love is sick, or maybe things happen and you hear about them on the news and they're awful, and they're really bad. And sometimes, next one, sometimes we think, I wonder if God has gone away. I wonder if God has gone away because this bad thing has happened to me and I can't see God anywhere. I wonder if God has gone away because I look at the news and I see some really bad things in the news, some really horrible things in the news, and I think, I wonder, has God gone away? But it's just the same lesson that Rusty had to learn about the sun. There are times when we maybe can't see God, but he hasn't gone away. Jack read for us this lovely psalm, Psalm 139, and it's all about someone who's thinking, is there somewhere I could go to get away from God? Is there somewhere I could go and God wouldn't find me? Is there somewhere I could go and I could hide and God wouldn't see me? Is there somewhere I can go and God isn't there? And he begins to list all the things. And he said, if I go up as high as I can, up into the heavens, wonder there, will God be away? If I go down into the depths, will God be there? If I go as far east as I can, where is east? Over this way, I think, isn't it? If I go as far east as I can and keep going, keep going, keep going, maybe I can get away from God. Maybe there'll be a place there where God won't be. If I go to the far side of the sea, will God still be there? If it's dark around me, will God still be there? And those are all the places that the man who wrote this psalm thinks about. He thinks, is there somewhere I can go and God won't be there? Will it be like Rusty and I think the sun has gone away? But you know what the Bible says, and here it's coming. God is there. In the highest heavens, down in the depths, if you were as far away to the east as you could be, if you were on the other side of the sea, if you were in the darkness, God is still there. Hasn't gone away. Rusty learned the lesson about the sun. Even though you can't see the sun, it's still there. We need to learn the lesson about God. Even though at times we wonder, is God still there? The truth is, there's nowhere you can go that God is not with you. That's the next one, please. In a few weeks' time, it will be Christmas. It's not scary. Did you ever see the film The Grinch Who Stole Christmas? I want to know what Grinch stole September and October, because I have only just got used to being September and October, and suddenly it's almost Christmas. But one of the things that we remember at Christmas time, and yet it's true all year round, is this name that was given to Jesus. When Mary and Joseph were going to have their baby, the angel told them, you'll call this baby Emmanuel. Now, that's a strange name. But it was a very special name because it means God is with us. God is with us. And that's what Jesus was called. So when Jesus is born, God is saying, I'm with you. When we look at Bethlehem and the little baby born there, God is saying, I'm with you. Wherever you are, whatever you're going through, the difficult times that you have, the things that are going on in the world around you, God's promise is, I am with you. In the Bible, again, Heather, there's another verse that reminds us of this truth. And this is God's promise. God's promise to each of us here, whether we're a wee explorer or an anchor boy, or whether we're one of the oldest people here, God's promise is this: never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Never. Never. It doesn't say, well, you know, I might leave you if something happened, or I might leave you if things aren't good. God's promise is, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And that's great. That's great. Because when we do have hard times, when things are bad around us, we need to know that God is with us. One of the interesting things about this verse is, we're going to read it. Can we read it together? Can you help me read this verse on the screen? And it simply says this. We'll all read it together. Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. Now, what we're going to do is start at the end of it and read backwards. Can we do that? And it says, you forsake, I will never. You leave, I will never. That's not funny. So it doesn't matter which way you read this verse, God's promise is still the same. Never leave you, never forsake you. We had an old man in this congregation who loved this verse. And one of the last conversations we had was about this verse. And he said, Stephen, no matter what way you look at God's promise, it's always true. Whether you read it forwards or whether you read it backwards, it's always true. Rusty learned the lesson that even though you couldn't see the sun, it hadn't gone away. When God sends Jesus into the world, he shows us that he is with us and he loves us deeply. Thank you for listening. Let's pray together. Thanks, Heather. Lord Jesus, thank you that you show us that God is with us. And so help us day by day to know that you're with us. Help us especially when we wonder if you've gone away. When bad things happen to us or to other people, help us to know that you're still with us and you still love us. And this we ask in your name. Amen. Thank you very much for your help. Thank you.